now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. the Celtics guy. Let's go, Celtics. And I'm here with Crypto Crier, a.k.a. Destiny Crier. You have joined me in the realms of Destiny. I don't care about your screen, Crier. I care about you joining me playing that. But yes, you did get a brand new screen. At the same time, not only did my TV just randomly break, but your screen broke as well. But now you upgraded. I actually went down. I got a smaller screen. But what did you do?
Get the wide boy.
Damn.
With that high definition
instead of going to NFT NYC, or you know what? I'm going to spend some money on a screen instead of those flights and the hotel and avoiding all the rats and avoiding all the actual rats in New York, like the animals.
Look fun,
the other rats I was talking about were the founder. Never mind. The other people. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. We have some awesome topics to talk about. The first one being Truth Labs. For some people that might not know who Truth Labs is, are they the people behind Goblin Town? What are the other? Didn't they have a few other?
Yeah, there's a couple of collections. The Truth one, Luminati.
Yeah, so they're behind multiple of these projects. And obviously, in the last few months, maybe even year, NFT projects aren't doing so hot. But one of the things that when you think about an NFT is that it's yours. You own it. You have the IP, everything like that. And the whole commotion in the last few days, maybe week or two, around Truth Labs and specifically Goblin Town is that the metadata that's on the blockchain, it can't be touched, wink, all that, they've decided to say screw that, and everything's getting upgraded. And now if you go look at one of your NFTs from Truth Labs, again, on the Goblin Town side, you just have a big middle finger, and that's it. So they're pretty much upgrading, let's go with the quotations, the metadata to give you something new, something different. Now people,
they changed the contract, yeah.
Yeah, so people are upset right now, because obviously it's supposed to be permanent, immutable. Yeah. It's non-fungible token. Nothing's supposed to be like that. Crier, what's your take on this with what's going on with this?
I personally don't think it's that bad. I think if you know what you're talking about, you know that you can switch the data. People change metadata all the time. When they reveal something, it's a new metadata, new images. I think it's not that unheard of, and there's very few collections like generative art pieces or like Bored Ape, or very few pieces that are actually like immutable on-chain artwork or have the master control or the ownership control of the smart contract burned. Like very few actually do that. So I don't think it's a big deal. Plague also did the same thing recently. They did it first, where like last week, I think, and then Truth pretty much copied them. So the whole goal is to enforce royalties, allowing the permissioned acts to have enforceable royalties. And what they're doing is then sending you a new copy of your NFT. Again, I don't think it's anything that's huge or a big deal. And if you didn't think that NFTs were changeable, I don't know what you're talking about. I feel like Bitcoin ordinal people were going ape shit. I thought that was funny. But other than that, I don't think it was that big of a deal. I have one of the Truth NFTs, the Illuminati one, that's just like their DAO token. I got airdropped to me already. It's a new token, whatever. If I sell it now, it's enforced royalties.
And we like royalties around here, around the nerd.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. I feel like it's whatever.
I'll say,
but what do you think?
I'm indifferent about this because obviously there's people that, let me ask you. So from my understanding on the Goblin Town side of it, like you said, they change contracts, all that good stuff, but are they upgrading the metadata? Is it going to be looked any different at all?
Nah, it's the same exact NFT.
Then what the fuck are people complaining about? I thought what was happening here was
upgrading a smart contract.
Then they're just ridiculous. Imagine if I had this toy right here, and then out of nowhere the toy just turned into different colors, 10 times bigger, all this. I'd be upset because I bought something not knowing it was going to update, or not being asked like, hey, do you want to? So this is just ridiculous. If people
got the same exact copy of your NFT
then this is ridiculous.
On a new contract, like, was airdropped to you, so it doesn't cost you any money.
This is
people are supposed- i don't
people are just ridiculous. And because my understanding was, imagine if I have my cool cat and then the cool cat decide, you know what, we're going to change the traits. And you just built a massive IP behind it. You built your brand behind it. You have merchandise. You have maybe even a company, things like that. And they just out of nowhere, out of the blue, hey, surprise, you don't have an option. Here it is. I would be upset. Imagine Doodles. You know how they have the cigarette emojis? If they just changed it to something different, like a jewel or pizza or something weird, you'd be like, what the heck? And you started a whole like cigarette company. Oh, crap. Yep, there he goes there. But if it's just on this side where you're upgrading the contract, where it's going to enforce royalties, maybe even other things, having more control, a better contract, all these things, I wouldn't be on the complaining side if I were a holder. I truly don't see it. You didn't have, like you said, you were airdropped the token, so you didn't have to spend it.
It came in this morning. If you weren't even paying attention for a week, you wouldn't even have known.
You wouldn't even know. You'd just be like, hey, how the heck did this get in the front of my open?
You will still have a middle finger one in your inventory on your MetaMask.
Take the Weth offer on the middle finger and you just ready. There you go. Make some few dollars. I definitely this man's doing it live on Nerd FT Radio. Cryer's selling his middle finger. But again, on this I agree with you. I wouldn't be, if I was a holder again, I wouldn't be upset about it. They're doing something that's going to help enforce those royalties. As much as we say, oh, these NFT projects need to find other ways of producing money, making money without outside of royalties. Royalties at the moment is the biggest way to receive, get money for all these projects at the moment. We don't have a massive following. There's only X amount of NFTs and we're not having millions of people in this space. It's still the same 50 to 60, 70K people just trading NFTs back and forth with one another. So at the moment, they have to do things to help the brand succeed through this bear market, cub market, whatever you want to call it. Sure. And by doing this, that allows them to enforce that royalty. That's going to help them stay afloat when other projects are literally just like rugging completely. They're done. They don't have anything else left in the tank. Unfortunately, bad management on the side of the founders. And number two, obviously with the market on the downside, not a lot of people have those, don't want to use their funds to get into these projects at the moment. So again, I would say this is a good thing for holders. They're just getting ready for what's to come. And again, we might still see some blood in the streets with the economy. So we just gotta, this is pretty much a project preparing for the worst.
Still a floor of 0.1.
Well,
and an offer for 0.03. Bam.
There it is. You're welcome, Cryer. There's some money for you. But other than that, the big thing that a lot of people have been talking about is obviously NFT NYC. Before we talk about it, Cryer, I do need to go on my rant that I've been going on in every single Discord I'm a part of, every single Twitter group chat I'm a part of, and every single Twitter that I'm a part of. And that's only just one. So I am pissed at the whole NFT
space. What's the rant?
My rant is when we found out that NFT NYC was going to be in April of like last year, when we found out after NFT NYC, everyone and their mothers were boycotting NFT NYC. We had founders from the likes of Deadfellas, maybe even Doodles, Bored Ape, all these projects come out and say, hey, we don't want to do NFT NYC anymore. This is awful. They're changing the data on us. It's not truly a real NFT event. A lot of people were able to go like to VCon or even like ETH Denver, where everything was located in one location. Everyone saw benefits of that. And everyone's, you know what? We need to build something that's outside of what we already have. We've been doing NFT NYC now for 3 years and nothing's changed other than just making it sooner and sooner every single time, because NFT NYC knows that they can't make money if it's if it's not sooner or sooner, because the market's not good right now. So my rant to the people that went, unless it was obviously for work or you live in New York, all of you get passes on that side. But for the people that just went to go, I'm upset with you. And if you take offense to this, slide over to my DMs and say something to my DMs, okay? Because I'm upset that we're going to events that are not helping anyone in this space. We need to focus on events like South by Southwest. We need to focus like Art Basel. We need to focus on something like Comic-Con. We need to focus on something like ETH Denver. We need to focus on things that are outside of just NFTs. Specifically, like yesterday, let's figure this shit out, because if we don't, it's just going to be the same thing over and over again. And it's just truly It's upsetting. I know you want to see your friends. I know you want to be a part of the community. I know you want to do all these awesome things, but come on. We've been doing this for 3 years and we're not getting better. So there is my rant. Shout out to the people that went because that allowed me to do this rant. But Cryer, yeah. Do you agree, disagree?
Yeah, I agree that the I think people should focus on projects or locations that actually have a mixed purpose, right? Like you have a gaming conference or a tech conference or like Pudgy Penguins went to like the one for
the IP
plushies
one.
Or you know, yeah, the IP one yeah, and yeah. Building your own content. I think that's super important. I think I commended people that went to East Denver. I think that was a smart move. Agreed. There was very few people that actually attended an NFT space and NFT talks at East Denver were probably the most attended. Like when I was walking around, like the people that were doing another DeFi project, no one cared, right? It was like three people in the audience. And then when their arcade did us talk about NFT lending and all these NFT platforms that were talking, Pudgy Penguins and D-Gods, Frank was there. They were talking. Those were standing. Like people were standing, not even seats available. I do think that there is a drive for them or a curiosity that people should be looking for, right? I think they should definitely make them. I mean, just how Doodles did one South by Southwest their first year of attendance.
Absolutely.
They didn't follow up with that. Like, why not? That was crazy to me. I think that was nuts. Agreed. So I think people that attending these should definitely consider that you want to reach a broader audience and get people interested in just NFT technology and blockchain technology more so than just like your project. I feel like that if you don't make the space grow, then what's the point of these things anyways? I think that's a big key. So yeah, attending the NFT NYC to have more parties and, you know, drink and network. I think you're already, you see people all day long, GMing every day. You don't need a, let's expand it a little bit. You can have these same experiences at a location that's in a venue that's broader.
Exactly. And I know Cryer, you're not the biggest fan of Gary Vee and VCon, V Friends, all that stuff. But when I look at, as much as we want to say he is a founder of a project, he's the whole nine of it. And he makes an event where everyone goes to one stadium and everyone's there. Yeah. I'm not saying don't have just an NFT event and that's it, because that is needed. You want to go to those panels. You want to be around. But when the logistics behind it just don't make sense, where I know in NFT NYC, we're going 40 minutes north, 40 minutes south, left, east, west, like the whole nine throughout the day, $100 Ubers, the subway, all these crazy things where if you look at how a VCon was placed or an ETH Denver, where everything was in a convention center, everything was at a football stadium, it allows everyone to be together and it makes it for a better atmosphere, better environment for everyone to get to be able to do everything that they want to go ahead and do. So I'm not saying avoid those or don't do them. I'm saying it, let's do it differently. Now, on the sense of, I believe like the number one thing is, and I know you agree with me because you literally just agreed with me, the South by Southwest, the Art Basel, something different, the Comic-Con, the tech conferences, the IP conferences, things that are going to get these brands and IPs in front of this different people that aren't us. And we are there to then showcase it and answer questions. It doesn't only have to be the founders or team members of the project to help your brand grow. Your audience and your holders are going to be there at those events with you to do that for you. It's literally free. They're spending money to be there. Free. Let them do it for you. But we need to show, like, we have to show up. We have to be there. That's my rant. Other than that, let's talk about NFT NYC and what was going down there. I know that we had some NRN people. We had Nate go. We had Yaba go. Yep, Yaba, we had Kellen. We had Mar. They all went ahead and went. I know that Adidas, from a lot of group chats, Adidas actually crushed it. They did a great job. I still am upset that you're not able to bring a plus one to the event. I had that rant on Spaces with Yaba. Shout out to Yaba. He's now one of the council members of Adidas, of Alts Adidas, whatever you want to call it. Now, I am a holder as well. Make my bags go up, please. I would love for the Adidas team to find a way to get more people involved outside of just their holders. I get that holders are like, we want something for us. But without others, there's not going to be something for you guys. So bringing those people to experience what you just experienced in New York, as well as in Art Basel and all these other locations that they're doing events at, you got to bring someone with you. That's going to be the way for more holders and for people to experience it. So shout out to them for doing that. The other events that have been popping off and everyone's been talking about, it's been what, Crier? D-Gods? And what's the other one that everyone's like D-Gods, losing their
Budget
minds?
Penguins, what, Nakamigos?
What the hell was that? You saw the videos?
Yeah, it was just like, I didn't think it was that crazy. People are flipping out about, it's like.
You would go to an event like that?
I think that was, I mean. Me.
I just think it's a little, it's an NFT. Listen, it's an NFT event. We're not, there's a bunch of nerds like us. Yeah, what's going on? Like, why are we doing all this? You guys are a pixelated.
They had paint on their whips. It's fine.
Bro, it's pixelated like humans. What's all right, how does one core, like if you look at a, what's it called? The Akamino?
Nakamigos.
Nakamigos. There you go. I don't even know the name. If you put that on in front of you and then you put the video of their event, would you be able to say, hey, that project did that event?
Yeah, these are definitely.
No. What the hell? What's going on? But it is.
Yeah, I mean, it was avant-garde.
This is ridiculous.
I don't know. It was. I don't care about that type of stuff. Whatever. They have been having a bunch of people talk about it. It's a bunch of same people on the internet who complain about everything else. Probably the same people complaining about the truth thing, I feel like. Probably complaining about this also.
I'm complaining about this. What's the point?
Complained about both. And then
I don't get it.
What actually happened?
I don't get it.
Then you're like, oh,
what's the point of that type of party?
I don't think there's a point. There's no point to any of these parties. That's the whole point.
Well, come on, bro. Like, you have a good time, but just if you throw a party, Crier, obviously it's not, you're spending money because people are going to take videos, people are going to take pictures, and they're going to post it on the internet. And I just answered my own question. Obviously, this bad publicity is good publicity, and it worked. Yep. You know what? I'm back on the other side. Great job, team. Great job over there. You guys are nailing it because now everyone's talking about it, including myself. So I lost, you won. All right.
Yep, exactly.
Keep going, Crier. Keep going.
Bad pub is good pub or any pub. It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit. I thought it was something that was, I think D-God, I thought a lot of D-God saying how awesome everything was. Or hopefully Kellen will do a video with us, do a recap for D-God. So I know he went and was able to go. There's a couple people who are doing the Pudgy Penguins one as well. So we can get some quick hitters of those. I think that'll be fun. But yeah, overall, NFT looked awesome. I was FOMOing. I think it looked like fun.
It was okay. It wasn't as good as the years before. Doodles. Doodles had a community event. That's actually something I want to talk about. These projects are now doing like smaller events, which I think that's the way to go. In the area and it's not going to be like something like what we saw in South by Southwest or even last year with like Cool Cats at NFT NYC, but it's something small, something like what Cool Cats did at South by Southwest. And we were upset about because we wanted them to do something like Doodles. To be honest, now I want something like that at these events, at specific ones. Remember what we talked about where like Cool Cats, we would have wished last year's event would have been in South by Southwest. That would have been dope. But in NFT NYC, they would have not dumbed it down, but made it a little bit less like they did this year. By the way, they were at NFT NYC. That is something we want to go ahead and see. The JKB event as well, that it was just something that allowed people to go to a place, have a great time, and it was a part of the community where other projects are doing like these extravagant things at the wrong events. Remember, we got to aim for the experience to be out of this world at events where people outside of the community will experience it as well.
For sure.
If it's just the community, I think they'd just be great with free drinks, some food, a nice little place to hang out and just talk to the people on the team.
Agreed. I definitely agree. And JKB, they put a proposal into the Doodle Bank. They got 10 ETH to fund it. Yeah, 100%. Like it was a community members were happy about it. I think that also this week is Monday is the final time to entry into the Doodle Council. So if you are interested in that, you can check that out.
Are you entering?
I mean,
to be
I definitely
on the
think they've
card?
Been making some steps in the right direction. I do think that the whole idea is that they're just hiring a new council out of community. I still think they're still choosing it. I still think that's funny. I think the whole point of a community council is to be like voted upon. I really think.
Like your boy over at the Cool Cats.
Yeah, like RC over here, or Yaba. These are all community led. Huh?
I didn't know Yaba was voted. Good job for Yaba.
Yeah, he was going knocking door to door, I think. I think it was partially. Maybe it could have been the same thing where it was.
I'm gonna have to find out, because if Yaba is, he might have tainted the process. We don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
I do agree with you.
I think that's a point that it's a community vote. Either way, I think the whole idea that they got money from the dual bank, good idea, executed well, everyone looked like that, they had a lot of fun, wasn't that expensive, pretty much, I think it was $1,700-$1,800 ETH at the time when they got funded or whatever, 18 grand out of the bank, which is nothing in our, pretty much in our millions, and I think a lot of people were happy about it.
Absolutely, and like you said, a lot of people had fun, and it's community-driven, and that's what, when we think about Web3, that's the number one thing, to be honest, is the community aspect of it, and when 100%. We can showcase that, that's where things get interesting. Even at in international events, in smaller events, if people want to do little things, go to the team. Even if they like sponsored the event to one drink per person, or the event, or like the venue, just or things like that.
Just acknowledgement of a local area. I think that would make a huge difference, especially if you use that stuff like the Cool Cats, the registrar of people or locations like that. See the largest area or how many people are in a certain 100-mile radius or whatever,
and do something.
Throw a party there. Do something there. Small.
I think that would be a sporting event, a bar at a sporting event, a freaking.
What was the kickball thing? Right, that was. Didn't you have great at that? That was fun. Or the soccer. I feel like people are keep doing stuff like that where it's just like you hang out and play basketball or football or soccer or kickball, something. Get to talk and hang out and meet and have a good time. So. That's the point of this, right?
Agreed. I agree. And obviously grow the brand IP, make millions of dollars, maybe even billions, and have a great time. But
yeah, two companies are going to do that.
Yeah.
Everyone else is going to not do that.
Yeah, probably not. But on the other side, again, the event looked awesome. Everything was going good, but it just felt a little weird where these bigger people, like I said, Bored Ape wasn't there. The whole presence of the space just wasn't as much as what we experienced the last 2 years. So it's going to be definitely super interesting to see what's that next event that everyone's going to go ahead and go to. VCon, I'm going to be honest with you, I told you I was going to go. I haven't even looked into it, to be honest. We'll see if I end up going. I know I can't ever convince you because it's around your birthday, if I'm not mistaken. I probably couldn't find anything other than like the worst thing you could imagine that Cryer would not want to do on his birthday would be going to an event by Gary Vee. So I will never be able to convince him otherwise. But again, it's going to be interesting which event it's going to be, if it's South by Southwest, if it's Art Basel, if it's something new. Remember, we had little rumbles that some of these founders and projects wanted to do something on their own that they're going to create. Hopefully happens.
Be like a Bored Ape Fest or some shit.
Something like that. The one other thing I did want to mention before we kick it over.
A little mention too, the Doodles one, that's something in the water. I think that was cool. You see that? So they had, Pharrell has a new festival called Something in the Water in Virginia.
Oh, they're going to go. Yeah, I saw that.
But we got, as holders, they gave away 25 VIP and 100 tickets or whatever to holders if you just raffle them off.
Every holder should be able to get away in, but that's beside.
Like a free ticket? No, that's still.
Yes. You just bought an asset that's worth thousands of dollars. You should get a free $200, $300 ticket. At least the holders is what I'm saying. No plus one, just the holder. Yeah, of course.
I can see that.
I'm not asking VIP. I'm not asking the.
The VIP was like accommodations.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like that.
That's fine. Yeah. A VIP.
General admission. 2,500.
General admission. Let them in. You got a doodle. Come on. You just spent $1,000. But that's besides the point. We're in a bear market. Inflation sucks. And we're probably going to war. So we probably can't do all the bells and whistles at the moment. I keep saying bells and whistles. I just said it again. The other thing I did want to mention on the side of Cool Cats, just to let you know, Cryer, we finally have. We finally have what's about to happen with the Fractures. We are going to introduce the new PFP of the Cool Cat universe, and it's the Shadow Wolves, which are the yin and yang of Blue Cats. So we're going to see what's going to go down. If I'm not mistaken, it actually goes live in 4 days on the 420. So Blaze Up, number one. Number two, get ready for the wolves to come in. I will be honest, I have seen the wolves. I'm excited, and you should be too. If you're a holder of any of those fractures, it should be interesting to see what's going to go down. I still think Cool Cats got something coming. And the other thing actually that we forgot to talk about was that by this time, like in a week, the rumors are that Amazon's launching their NFT marketplace in 8 days, the 24th. So let's see if that ever happens. I remember last time on one of the other podcasts, I was like, do you think it's going to happen, or are they going to push it? You said it's going to happen. I said, push it. It's probably going to get pushed. I'm telling you. Amazon's not talking about it and just going to launch it randomly. Like, you got to give it a little bit of marketing. Yeah. 8 days until it happens. Come on now. But Cryer, on the nerd side of things, you went and saw Mario. You loved it. We already talked about that. Yep. Number two, you started playing Destiny with me. Fun. There's still some guns and whatnot that are a little aggressive. And maybe when you play a video game, you should probably do the objective of the game mode that you're playing. Shout out to the people that we were just playing with, because they all sucked. And on the other side, we finally got the last trailer for Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Cryer, when I'm telling you I had goosebumps and probably shed a tear, I did that. And I can't wait to play this game. It looks awesome.
The first one was incredible. Yeah, so I definitely feel that this one, you're over here going to be getting a stream deck, going to be streaming some BOTW 2.
It's Tears of the Kingdom. Yeah, we can go with that too. Breath of the Wild 2, that's fine. But Tears of the Kingdom works as well. But I will be, I'm going to try to get a capture card. I'm going to start streaming, just chilling, hanging out. The game's just phenomenal. And that, what I love about it is just like the way the game is on the graphic side. It doesn't have to be this Unreal Engine, super realistic. It still looks phenomenal. It still looks beautiful. And that's what I love about it. And it just, you can just relax and play. But also the game is very frustrating, and we're going to get a lot of new features as well. So I'm super excited for it. I can't wait for it. And the other game that's about to come out, if I'm not mistaken, is the next Fallen Order, the Jedi Survival. We have that, Diablo. What do we have? Diablo 4 coming up too?
June 6th.
We got a bunch of stuff coming out. And the other thing, if you do have an Xbox or at least Game Pass, Hogwarts is actually on Game Pass now. So if you haven't been able to play it, you're actually able to just go over to Game Pass, download the game.
That's a really good game to have on Game Pass.
Phenomenal. I agree. So definitely I will be downloading the game very shortly. And I'm scared because if I play the game and I get caught up on Harry Potter, oh no. The one thing I do want to mention, since we're on the Harry Potter topic, Cryer, you're a massive Harry Potter fan. How do you feel about HBO going ahead and greenlighting? This is 100% confirmed. We are getting a recast of Harry Potter, and we're getting how many books are there? Seven?
Eight.
Eight. We're getting eight seasons. Each season is going to be the book, and it's going to go into massive detail every season. Are you happy?
I love this idea.
Or you love it? Let's go. All right. So that is
good. I don't really like the movies that much. I feel like they're okay. Ooh. Like,
what about the actors?
I think the actors are great. I just think they don't capture the fucking book. Like, the book is,
that's what you need, a lot of
series.
People, yep.
You need a series for that book. It's huge. It's incredibly detailed. It's extremely, I don't know, it just has a great atmosphere about it. I think most books to movies are not good. Agreed. I personally think the only one that I've been really excited about or happy that they did was Dune. They redid Dune, and I think they did a really good job on that one. Even though we've seen the first half, second half comes second out in September out. Of this year.
Yes. Yep.
Most of the time, I'm pretty unhappy with book to movie. Very, very few. But shows, usually pretty good, because
but that was a video game.
Still, though, that's a long...
I know what you're talking about. It's a remake of something that's already been, and it's typically just not good. This has been good. I only wish that the... Did you ever watch the...
I'm excited
series?
About it, because it might be a little bit darker, too, because it's, I feel like movies are a little bit kiddie. Towards the end of the series, I do think they get... I mean, it is a young adult novel, but I still think that you could still make it a little bit more... Because especially the ending books are a lot more, I don't know, darker, or I think They're good.
Hey, you're getting it. J.K. Rowling is going to be a part of it as well. She will be involved. And again, like I said, every season is going to be one book. We're getting a full recast, and it's going to be super interesting to see. They know the opportunity at hand with what they have with Harry Potter. I'm thankful that they're going to go ahead and expand it more, because again, we just had the movies, and honestly, what are the other movies that just came out prior to Harry Potter saga? What is it called? What's the movie called? Crier, come on.
I don't know. You gotta describe it.
Bro, there's only two movies in Harry Potter. It's the Harry Potter 8 movies, and then there's the other one.
Oh, you're talking about I know you're talking about the
they're ridiculous.
Grimoire's or Harry thing or
yeah, the Beast, Beast, whatever. They're awful. They're not good. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, they're
not
good.
We need them. We need Harry Potter to be good. And hopefully this is what's going to happen with me, and I get involved into the series. Like, I get like sucked in, and maybe.
You ever read the books or no?
No, I only read like the first or second one, if I'm not mistaken.
Man, they're so good.
But this might be it for me on the sense of becoming a Harry Potter fanatic. We'll see. And the other thing I did want to mention, I have surpassed episode 800 of One Piece.
Monster.
I think I'm on 810 right now, and I literally just saw an episode this morning and was in full-blown tears of how, like, sad this fucking episode was. I'm going to be honest. I don't lie. I'm always honest, and that scene I saw this morning was, like, top 10 scene. And 800 episodes, that's saying something. But yeah, that pretty much wraps it up. I know later this week we should have, if I'm not mistaken, we have some guests coming up later at the end of the month as well. Awesome things coming over on the nerd side of things of the
Web3. We got the 26th, we got the Bornless coming on, which is super cool. They were the ones that I thought was the best game at East Denver, personally. It's like a survival-ish horror game. But you're working on teams of 10 total people, so five teams of two, and you're trying to defend yourself against a monster while trying to like capture flags and stuff like that. They did a really good job. It's very similar to a game called Hunt Showdown, which I think is very fun. I played it on Steam a lot with Profit. Shout out to High Profit on that one. But yeah, we got some cool stuff coming up.
Let's do it. Again, thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of Nerd FT Radio. I will never know how to end this show. Just grab another brick and write on the brick and put GM on the brick. And we'll catch you guys later this week on another episode. Peace.
Later.